Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Coming up, a discussion of individual rights with Joe Becker. He's the director of the new law center at NPRI.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links. Protecting your investment.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Sam Shad's out of the building today. I'm Samantha Stone. This morning we have a guest from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, Joe Becker, the director of the newly formed Constitutional Law Center at the NPRI. Do I have that right, Joe?
The official name is the Center for Justice and Constitutional Litigation. So if you can say that, that's good.
I can't say that at this hour, but thank you for correcting me. So what is the purpose that NPRI has articulated for bringing in an attorney to head up a law center?
Well, I've been brought in as the center director to facilitate the creation of the center, and basically there are a number of public interest legal foundations around the country that go to bat on behalf of people's constitutional rights when they are challenged, and of course that's a difficult proposition usually because you're litigating against the government with the power to tax. So the idea of the NPRI's new center is to gather donations from people who care about the Constitution and go to bat for people, and in the process set precedent and restore or preserve constitutional rights.
And there are a number of these centers around the country. The Rutherford Institute is known for working on freedom of religion. They've recently taken on the airport full body scanners successfully. Landmark Legal Foundation, the Pacific Legal Foundation in California, takes on property rights and discrimination issues. You must have a focus. I know NPRI tends to be focused on education, focused on taxation issues. Will there be a particular focus?
Yeah, the focus of this center will be Nevada primarily. I mean, there may be cases filed in the Ninth Circuit that would be federal precedent for the state of Nevada, and Nevada being in the Ninth Circuit, the federal courts.
But what I'm asking is, I'm talking about an issues. Area of law.
Right. Well, probably the best way to summarize that would be just to take a look at the Bill of Rights. You know, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment isn't a key area of focus. You know, quartering of soldiers in peacetime is one of the few things the federal government, as far as I know, has not yet done. But
so you're not going to answer the question.
Well, I'm answering the question. I mean, if you look at the Bill of Rights, this generally will be our focus. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment, privacy in the Fourth, eminent domain defense in the Fifth. The Bill of Rights is the best way to describe the.
So Nevada's frequently described as a libertarian state. You must have looked at the lay of the land, though, and the Institute must have looked at the lay of the land and said, something's gone awry in this libertarian state.
Well, libertarian relative to other states, you know, which is not necessarily libertarian anymore. I mean, it's actually the reason I'm here. I went to graduate school at UNLV to study under some economists there, some might say extreme free market economists, but let's just call them free market economists. And I really like Nevada, and I made a decision to come back to here because of its libertarian heritage as a place to live. And subsequently, I was asked to take on the job of Senate Director for this Justice Center. So I think it's a heritage worth preserving, and that's what NPRI is about. It's what I'm about, and it's the reason I'm in Nevada in the first place.
All right, well, let's talk about, since we haven't identified a case, I got one for you.
Wow.
Let's analyze whether this is a sympathetic plaintiff or not. And really, the thrust of my question here is, as you cast about for a case to defend individual rights, you want, obviously, to choose a plaintiff carefully, and you want to win. And here's a story that appeared in the Las Vegas Sun just a couple of days ago about a Boulder City man who is suing the city over surveillance cameras. They were installed in his neighbor's yard without a warrant, with the police secured the cooperation of the neighbor. Now he's filed a suit saying the police did not obtain a warrant, he didn't know about it, which is probably the whole point. My point here, in asking about what makes a good plaintiff, is that this man's neighbors say it's hell living next door to him. He has been arrested before on suspicion of felonies, although the felony charges were never filed. He was acquitted ultimately on the misdemeanor charges and found guilty on one count of obstruction of justice. The wife next door says she's come to fear for the safety of her children. So what we have developing here is a Fourth Amendment case. Now, just in the brief, with the brief details that I've told you, would you consider this guy a worthwhile plaintiff?
Well, there are, I guess, two ways to look at. There are two approaches here. Sympathetic plaintiff, he may not be. I mean, but sometimes they are not, right? I mean, sympathetic means everybody can kind of relate to a situation. You know, he's generally a good person, and, you know, the neighbors don't understand why this is going on. Here it sounds like we have the opposite. Sympathetic, on one hand, means maybe a lot of people will, you know, donate to the foundation and thus provide, you know, some of the funds that are necessary to carry on the litigation. But then, you know, you don't always find that kind of sympathetic plaintiff to litigate the issues that you want to litigate. Sometimes you do wind up with someone somewhat unsavory. And, you know, the cases are not easy to find. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, someone who's not done this kind of work before. I worked at one of the other public interest legal foundations for almost 6 years, and cases are very difficult to find. They have to be, you know, they have to meet certain requirements. They have to be actual cases. They can't, you know, go away midstream. Otherwise, you lose the ability to continue litigating them. You don't want a case where someone's going to back out halfway through. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. There's a, you know, NPRI has, the Center for Justice has a website. It's justice.npri.org, and on there is sort of a description of the kind of cases that the center sees itself doing and the process for getting a case evaluated. So,
okay,
know.
Well, we'll put him through it. And I guess what we're saying here is you don't always have to be sympathetic to be right. We'll continue to the discussion. Hold your thoughts. More Nevada Newsmakers with Joe Becker coming up after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm talking this morning with Joe Becker. He is he's the director of the new law center at the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and I'm sorry, I just can't spit out the entire name. We'll have it on our website. I want to talk a little bit about, since your mission is individual rights, something controversial that I found in the news almost a month ago, but I haven't really heard any discussion about it. Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli issued an opinion upon the request of the Virginia legislature. This, by the way, if the name Ken Cuccinelli sounds familiar, is the same Ken Cuccinelli who is challenging the federal health care reform. He issued an opinion on the request of the Virginia legislature about teachers and their ability, school officials and teachers, to search kids' laptops and cell phones because of cyberbullying. Now, he has said that's okay, that teachers and school officials can seize and search students' cell phones looking for evidence upon complaint of cyberbullying. Now, to me, this raises some questions, especially raises an interesting question given who it is that issued the opinion. But do you have any just off-the-top thoughts about this?
Yeah, I guess my first thought of that is that, you know, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments were really created for a government of limited scope. And the problem is government gets involved in more and more things, be it, you know, transportation security, education, as you talked about. Suddenly we wind up with these tensions that I think were never contemplated. You know, if a private school wants to make as a condition of enrollment that people will subject their laptops to examination, they're free to do that because they're not restrained by the Bill of Rights. I mean, that's a restriction only on government, but because government has gotten involved in so many things, there are all these tensions that were never contemplated. And really, I think the Bill of Rights was not really written for a government that was going to be involved in every facet of people's life, including, you know, health insurance for that matter.
All right. Well, as long as we're here, the conflict pointed out in this piece is from John Whitehead, who is the head of one of those many law centers that you mentioned earlier on this morning, the Rutherford Institute, and he has commented about the First Amendment clash here, because cyberbullying, of course, involves speech, and it's not just a Fourth Amendment issue, he says, it's a First Amendment issue.
Well, I think it's another example where, because of the expansive scope of government, the Bill of Rights seems, you know, there are these new tensions created.
And we're going to have some of those tensions perhaps right here in Nevada very soon. There's been a bill draft request submitted to the legislature to authorize the use of electronic traffic enforcement. And I don't have it in front of me, but as I recall, it's rather sweeping, and they're talking about electronic traffic enforcement of all kinds, which would include your standard red light cameras as well as RFID mechanisms to read perhaps a sticker on the car. Utility, yes, there's utility in these technologies, but number one, citizens hate them. Let's leave aside the legal issues for just a moment, if there are any. Every time these devices go to the ballot in any jurisdiction in the country, they're crushed at the ballot box. Beyond that, though, do you have Fourth Amendment issues here that you can just think of off the top of your head?
Well, you use the word utility. I would probably use the word efficiency, right? I mean, you say there's utility in these. There's efficiency in these things, and the question is, why do people oppose them? And it might be because people deep down don't want government to be efficient. There are a lot of things that government does that people intuitively disagree with, and maybe other states are more libertarian than we give them credit for, as you reference Nevada being particularly libertarian. Maybe the issue is just that, we don't, because government is involved in so many things, we don't really want them to be efficient, and we tolerate the scope of government only because, they up to this point have been somewhat inefficient. And, if you agree that government is responsible for enforcing speed limits of 25 on city streets, it's a little difficult to make the argument why they can't use these devices. But I think it's generally that people don't want, if government is going to do all these things, they would prefer they're not that efficient. So that's my guess.
All right. Well, stand by for more in the coming months, we hope, from the Nevada Policy Research Institute's new law center. And you can go to npri.org, I imagine.
Yeah, the Center for Justice and Constitutional Litigation has its own website, and it's justice.npri.org.
Justice.npri.org. Back with the pundits in a moment.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for football. Watch your favorite pro and college games in Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction on over 25 giant TVs. Enjoy all-you-can-eat tailgate buffets Monday night and Thursday game nights. Enjoy Sunday breakfast buffets and build your own omelet. Create your own Bloody Marys and Bloody Beers. Join the Conductors Club and earn free play and comp dollars on the latest slots and video poker. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, north of the Summit on South Virginia. Yeah.
It's Ashley Furniture Home Store's New Year's event. Get great doorbusters store-wide. Save big on these doorbuster items New Year's Eve only from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Plus, we have these great doorbusters New Year's Day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And accept Ashley's year-end gift to you. Free financing for 20 months. Or take an additional 11% off your entire purchase. But hurry, these New Year's savings are for 2 days only. And only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. The number one name in furniture.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Sam Shad out of the building. I'm Samantha Stone with the Power Pundit panel today. Prosecutor Dick Gamick, Washoe County District Attorney. Jill Derby, former chair of the Nevada Democratic Party, and Howard Rosenberg, professor of art at the University of Nevada. And since I have a prosecutor and two educators at the table, it is the perfect time to whip out this week's Reno News and Review, where there's a special kids insert section and a write-up of a new program about cyberbullying. They're going to train. There's been a grant to the Boys and Girls Clubs in conjunction with the school district to train families and kids. It's called Tech Safe. And on the heels of our interview with about constitutional law, I just want to bring up the conflict here with the appropriate people. You have a problem. You have texting and sexting and all of the various technical facilitation of bullying in the schools. You also have a First Amendment and Fourth Amendment issue here. Can teachers look at the devices to get evidence of this. There's been an opinion in Virginia that says yes, AG's opinion. Thoughts around the table. Let's start with you.
It's really very simple. The first thing that you teach a child is when someone bullies you, cyberly or any other way, you simply write back a response that says, I thought you'd like to know that some idiot is sending out this garbage over your name. The whole idea of sticks and stones still applies. We've got to teach the kids not to let it get them, because I don't think there's any way of stopping it coming in.
Well, apparently you're in the minority, though, because why do we have the program, Jill, if sticks and stones is the answer?
Well, let me just say this, Samantha. One of the things I've been really encouraged about is the students themselves that are taking this on, because who do students listen to but other students? I mean, the social pressure at that age is what really makes bullying so intense. But there's a great example down in Douglas County, a group called Shine, something about student hearts needing encouragement. And it's the students themselves that have put it together. They've got a group of about 60 that meet now and talk about it. There are other efforts going on. I think that's going to be more important in counteracting it than anything else.
This is written into Nevada statute now. There are statutes that specifically incorporate the concept, cyberbullying. Do you take it seriously?
Well, we take any kind of bullying seriously, sure. But when you say it's written into statutes, so is murder and robbery and a lot of other crimes, and that still doesn't necessarily stop people from doing it. Bullying has been going on between kids and between adults and probably since Adam and Eve, and we've never been able to stop it. I think this is another approach to see if we can get it under control, and I'm hopeful that we can do something about it, but it doesn't depend. I have to basically agree with Howard on this one. It doesn't really depend on the medium that's going on, whether it's through technical or it's face-to-face or whatever it is. Bullying's there, and we do need to address it. There's no issue there whatsoever. I know that. I hope we get it done. I just started seeing the emails yesterday from Boys and Girls Club and from the school district, and we're going to get involved in it. And, yeah, we do take it seriously, to answer your question.
But, Samantha, one thing that's very good is now there's really a light shining on it where there hasn't been in the past. Oh. And so there are, you know, it's all over the media. The suicides that have happened have really drawn attention to the seriousness of the problem. I think that's a good thing. And so different efforts are springing up to address it and make parents, make kids, everybody really aware of the seriousness
now
of it.
Now, why did you grunt?
Well, because bullying has been, it depends on the, it's unfortunately in our society we do things by flavor of the week. And bullying has been here before. And now it's just into cyberspace. But the effort has been put in there before to stop bullying. Don't say it just started. I mean, the school district has been on this for a long time and has not been able to stop it, although they have been able to curb some of it.
There's something here. It all comes back to the individual. You can't blanket anything. So the ones that are bullying need to be taught a little bit about empathy, about sympathy, about tolerance. Maybe more than anything else. That comes from adults as well as from kids. They don't come up with this stuff by themselves. They're taught it. And that's where the problem really lies. Because how many parents know this is going on and say, oh, well, they're just children doing what children do. Not anymore. Children shouldn't do it, and the parents should know better.
Here's what I want to ask you, though. You said you're getting involved in this program, and I'm glad to hear that. Surely, though, you have some sense of the inherent conflict between First Amendment issues and the bullying concept. I mean, there's a lot of gray area between Susie's a slut who's been under the bleachers with every football player, let's beat her up after school, and I didn't like Susie's prom dress because it made her look like the side of a freight train. One is a threat that suggests violence. The other one, and slander, by the way, the other one is a valid opinion, and I don't see any indication in this program that we're going to teach kids that, in fact, there is a range.
Well, the thing you run into here when you start talking First Amendment is we have a lot of exceptions to the First Amendment. First Amendment doesn't mean you just go out and say anything you want to say.
Right.
There's laws against it. There's rules against it, various conduct and various aspects
but,
of it. In this instance, when you start to talk about bringing on harm to people and stuff like that. It's going to have to be weighed on a case-by-case basis on whether or not the First Amendment even applies to the free speech, or if, in fact, that goes over the line and it is criminal conduct. And
I wish we were not out of time, because I have three follow-ups to that. Oh, well, that's a wrap on the Pundit panel. Back with more of Nevada Newsmakers after this.
So tell me what the...
All the best sales happen before Christmas? Not at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. We're making the final 5 days of the year the best days of the year with our final five countdown. For these 5 days only, $4 down delivered. $4 down. Make no payments for 3 months. 3 months. And receive a $200 gift certificate to Walmart for just $1. $1. And it's at one place only. Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Your new car alternative. 1220 Kitsky Lane, Reno. Hurry. Sale ends December 31st.
When Fido gets frisky, the stuffing starts flying, and the house is a mess. Introducing Crazy Critters. These durable, stuffing-free plush animals are made especially for dogs. They're a full 24 inches long and come complete with squeakers in the head and tail. These playful critters are made of reinforced, super-strong plush fur that can stand up to the toughest dog, providing hours of safe, healthy fun. Call now and receive the friendly Fox Crazy Critter for just $20. But wait, call right now and we'll cut the price in half. That's just $10. And as a super bonus, we'll also send you the Rugged Raccoon. Just pay separate shipping and handling. That's both the friendly fox and the Rugged Raccoon for just $10. But you have to call now.
Have your credit card ready and call 1-800-834-1083. Call now and get a bonus second Crazy Critter with today's order. Call 1-800-834-1083. That's 1-800-834-1083. 800-834-1083.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow. Ray Hager will host Assemblyman David Bobzien. He's the new chair of the Assembly Education Committee. And Sam Shad back in the chair on Monday. That's Inauguration Day. We'll be talking with former Budget Director Harry Como. Meanwhile, you can always listen to us anytime, www.NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks for joining us.